WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. says a deal to release Israeli hostages is close. CBS's Robert Berger.
The deal calls for the release of about 50 hostages, mostly women and children. And in exchange, Israel would release 150 Palestinian prisoners, including women and teenagers.
Severe storms could affect holiday travel this week, with heavy rain hammering the south and parts of the east coast. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen is tracking the system.
There are wind advisories in effect from western sections of New York into western Pennsylvania, right down through West Virginia, all the way on down to the Gulf Coast.
Tornadoes are possible in Louisiana and Mississippi. The U.S. Coast Guard says an oil pipeline in the Gulf is leaking crude oil into the Mississippi River. Spokesperson Kelly Denning.
The Coast Guard continues to oversee the coordinated effort to mitigate the impact of the oil discharge.
So far, it's leaked more than a million gallons. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows, like Friends, for starting this trend by featuring a day to celebrate.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hearing arguments in a lawsuit challenging the state's Republican legislative maps today. Lawyer Mark Gaber, arguing for the petitioners, suggests Wisconsin's political boundaries are some of the most out of proportion in the United States.
This shocks people across the country who look at this map. This is like foreign to what redistricting looks like.
A ruling is expected by early next year. The opening weekend of the 9-day gun deer season in Wisconsin was slower than last year. The Department of Natural Resources says this year's opening weekend numbers were about 16% lower than last year. Wildlife officials blame mild weather. This year's season started several days earlier than last year's. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. 51-year-old Shane Helmbrecht has waived extradition to Wisconsin after being arrested in Illinois. Helmbrecht left a group home in Toma, which he was court-ordered to reside in about 2 months ago after being found not competent to stand trial for the murder of Jen Ward in Eau Claire in 2016. Helmbrecht was found this past weekend in Mexico by the FBI and taken to Cook County Jail in Chicago. He will be held in Cook County to await transportation to the Eau Claire County Jail within 30 days. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reporting that opening weekend hunting numbers are down this year. Hunters reportedly registered just over 92,000 deer on the opening weekend of gun deer season, a 16% decrease from 2022's opening weekend and a 10% decrease below the five-year average. Preliminary data also shows a slight drop in the number of hunters with deer license, down a little over 0.5% from this time 2022. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Packers prepare for the Lions. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back at practice after the win over the Chargers. But from the training room, 16 players listed on the Packers injury report, 6 unable to practice. Banged up maybe, but not quitters, says wide receiver Christian Watson.
I mean, I think that we just showed it again, but what we already knew. We knew that, you know, we were fighters and we were going to keep on battling to the last second. I think Jay Love said that at the end, you know, we'd been on the wrong end of, you know, that battle, you know, a little too much this year. And it was just exciting that we came out on the right end this time and kept on fighting all the way to the end.
It's the Packers and the Lions Thursday morning at 11:30. NBA, the Bucks dominate the Wizards 142-129. Giannis with 42 points. Chris Middleton, still recovering from that knee surgery, had 18 points, surpassing Michael Redd, and now Sidney Moncrief for the fourth highest career scorer in team history.
No, shout out to Michael Redd, shout out to Sidney Moncrief. To come out here and pass those legends, it means a lot.
That's the Bucks' Chris Middleton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and colder tonight, a low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, sunshine's back and warmer. Highs to the upper 40s. But turning much colder for Thanksgiving through the holiday weekend, highs drop to 30 to 35. Thanksgiving partly cloudy, mostly sunny Friday, but mostly cloudy for the weekend. It's 39 right now.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, I'm very, very excited for this Tuesday edition, the last live show we're doing before the Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
Happy Tuesday. That seems like a Friday to me. Crudy, good to see you. Nate, working the board, working hard. Thank you, my friend, and our fair audience. Happy, happy Tuesday.
Well, Dominic, this date, it's a red letter day on the calendar as well. I circled it, not just because Scott Ross is coming down here to the WMDX 92.7 FM studios. Firebrand, Jim and I, our friend, he'll be here soon. Not just because of Scott, but November 21st. I've circled this day on the calendar for weeks, perhaps longer, Dom. Oral arguments in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. I've been eagerly anticipating this day, Dom. And the question that came to my mind: how long into the oral arguments would it take before the bad Bradley, Rebecca Bradley, just showed her true partisan stripes, just threw herself out there as full bag of Dom? How long do you think it would take?
I didn't think it would take long, Crudy, and I was right.
She went under. Like, my prediction, I would have thought more than virtual seconds. The man just started speaking. Yeah. Now we've got some sound. We've got some sound to start the show, Dom. Nate, our very capable producer, is going to help us out here. Nate, pull the sound and play a little bit of the sound. Let's start. I'm sorry. I'm looking for the numerical numbering of the sound. Well, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a partisan bad Bradley, Dom? One, two, not more than three. Let's count it down. Partisanship shows in 3, 2.
Good morning, and may it please the court. The Wisconsin Constitution's redistricting requirements are not optional.
Counsel, where were you? Where were your clients 2 years ago? Because we've already been through this.
I didn't get more than three licks into my Tootsie Pop.
Oh my, she has it all figured out. It's almost like she's prejudging the case.
You might wonder.
I mean, if you're going to go after the guy like that, didn't even get his opening statement out, didn't even take his first breath. and you jump on him like that? What? Where were you 2 years ago? Well, you don't even know the merits of the case yet, do you, Judge? I mean, you're going to let him talk first, or did you already prejudge it?
She's a little miffed.
I mean,
are we sure it's not Karen Bradley? Justice Karen Bradley? Little Karen-ish. Well, you know, thank goodness, Dom, when it came time to do questioning of litigants before the court, she, you know, she didn't fluff it up at all for Rick Eisenberg and the Wisconsin Institute of Law and Liberty.
Let me prove your lie,
Your Honor.
What are the rules?
Here's good Bradley correcting, perhaps, bad Bradley. Bad Bradley, the partisan one, she goes first. Play it for the people, cut two.
So I'll ask you if you consider this to be a fair tribunal that will independently and impartially consider your arguments in this case when three justices on this court ruled against your clients and a fourth justice conveyed her predetermined position on the Johnson cases by campaigning on a mantra that the maps adopted in Johnson were rigged and saying she agreed with the dissent in the maps case.
It's interesting when only one justice on this court has, in a legal writing on this case,
actually called this case rigged. Excuse me, Justice, I would appreciate the courtesy of you not interrupting me, and I would like to hear a response to my question.
I will cut a bitch.
Wow. Excuse me while I continue talking in my loaded terms about predetermined. That's quite an assumption you're making there, Justice. Especially given you didn't let the opposing attorneys have more than 6 seconds of conversation before you so rudely interjected.
You know, so often we would see partisan rulings from the prior court, and it was almost like they'd gotten used to it. Like, might makes right, so whenever we say it, it's true. This seems like a very troubling time in the bad Bradley's life. What is it? Karen? Oh, no, I'm sorry. I get that wrong.
Yes.
I think she's really...
apologize to all the Karens out there.
I think she's really struggling with this newfound, you know, sort of judicial minority she finds
herself in. Minority status, yeah. Life's a bitch sometimes.
And it's like she feels like she's being discriminated against in her ideology in some way, shape, or form, Dom. Well, you know, I was encouraged. I did see the coverage over at The Guardian. If I understood it, they were claiming, at least through their headline and their reporting, Dom, Wisconsin Supreme Court appears poised to strike down legislative maps and end Republican dominance. I like that headline.
That's a great headline.
I
want to read it again. Can I read it again?
Okay, yeah, you read it.
TheGuardian.com.